Now, one of the definitions on a derecho is that it has to last for at least 400 miles of geographic distance. And if you look at the measurement from, say, southeastern Montana into the Upper Great Lakes region, that was more than 600 miles of wind damage reports across that northern tier of the United States. So easily reaching that 400-mile criterion. There were a number of reports showing verified wind gusts in the 80 to 100 mile per hour range, all the way from southwestern North Dakota right through the south central and central part of the state, moved into Bismarck, for example, and then exited all the way through the Red River Valley, hitting parts of Grand Forks, southward through Fargo. So not only was this event several hundred miles long, but it had a width that was about half the state of North Dakota, so a fairly significant width as well on this derecho event.